Blake Harris told me he reads literally dozens of plays, searching for just the right material for their productions. And yet, after reading just the first few pages of Sheila Callahan's play, he was hooked.
It took me so by surprise at how smart this piece was. And, you know, literally seconds into reading it, I was questioning how anyone could ever do this piece. And that's the exact moment I brought it in front of our, you know, staff and said, I really think this is something we should seriously consider. And we analyzed it and put it through, and it actually made it into the season. It was a nice, we always like to have comedies in the season, but this is such a smart comedy that it's really going to challenge people to think at the same time as, you know, not sacrificing entertainment value. And we're really excited for people to see something that's funny but also topical, because it deals so much with government surveillance, which we're in the middle of a huge national debate. When we found this script, that dialogue had just begun, and we weren't even sure if anybody would remember that being in the news by the time we got into performances. Well, that is definitely not the case.
The Theatre for the New South has been presenting plays in a number of different locations for several years now. But while the technical staff remains pretty consistent, the performers are all chosen just for one production. Do you have a group of actors with whom you work regularly too?
No, we open the acting pool up to the community. But there is a small group of us that make the shows happen from a logistics standpoint.
It would be impossible without that, right?
Yes.
You've got to have some sort of backbone.
Yeah, and it's funny, none of us wear one hat. Mm. There's five of us that have such diverse backgrounds in theater and in art that we each bring something unique and different, and that's why the play selection process is so much fun, because each person is looking at it from a different angle. And I think that's one reason the audiences like us and respect us, because the pieces they're going to see, we've hand-selected very carefully, but they are, you know, representative of a diverse opinion.
You have to get a consensus before you'll start working on a piece. Is it up for a vote?
Oh, yes. There's definitely a vote. And it's kind of an interesting process. It's more of like a rating system of what we're looking for in pieces. And it's not so much of like, how hard is this play? That's not a question that's on there. It's, is this something Chattanooga needs to see? Is this something that has relevance right now? Is it something that is not being looked at but needs to be looked at? So we put it through this ranking system. And what's funny is generally the ones that are the top ranked will take those, and sometimes through dialogue we'll throw pieces out and say, no, we're right. Once you said that, I agree, and this is not what we need to see right now.
Sheila Callahan's absurdist play confounds any attempt at a brief synopsis. But essentially, the action is all seen through the eyes of a character identified simply as an FBI agent. He's watching an artist, a female called Trevor, whose work he feels is subversive.
It's so interesting to see how people have responded to this, and it's really challenged me. I'm not going to tell them every single thing to do. I want to give them a lot of room. They're smart and brilliant people, and they can create beautiful things. So I'm not going to put a limit on that. As long as you're telling the story, I'm going to work with you, and we're going to tell the truest story we can. And they have really challenged me to look at this through so many different lenses. And what's amazing, it has come together in a cohesive way, or at least the most cohesive way that this piece is meant to be. She's written so many pitfalls in this that she'll establish something, and within pages of that will completely negate that fact. And so she's constantly trying to trip you up, and it's just been such an inspiring process to be a part of.
I guess the FBI guys stand in a representative for the status quo against the artist.
Right.
And always trying to churn things up.
And what's funny is he is representing that status quo, and we are supposed to identify with him. He's our protagonist. We're supposed to be following him and his journey. But when we realize he's taking control of the wheel and he's no longer playing by the rules, it becomes a really bumpy ride for the audience. I mean, it's so invasive and strange. And, you know, is it a comfortable journey to be on when he just is not going by the rule book? It's noir at its finest and its strangest, I would say.
While at the same time, functioning is kind of a metaphor for what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
You stage in different spaces.
Yes.
You, as you've said a number of times already, you like to challenge the audience. You like to challenge their perceptions anyway.
Right.
Of both what theater is and also the ideas and the plays.
Yeah. And this piece, anytime we select a play, we're immediately thinking about a space. Obviously, for practical reasons, we got to put it somewhere. But also, what is that space going to emotionally inform us about the world of this play?
Well, the play may be seen as an examination of the role of art in our culture. It's also, as Blake Harris sees it, a commentary on the influence of the internet and social media on all of us.
I mean, and I think that, like, each one of these characters has such high ambitions, but each of them are just, you know, vying to be seen in some way. And I mean, there's even lines written in the play where two people in unison repeat the phrase, look at me, mm-hmm. look at me, look at me, look at me. And, you know, with this huge pop culture dialogue that's going on, it's no coincidence that this playwright has references to YouTube and Google. I think Google is mentioned multiple times
in
this
piece. Yeah, as a verb, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, as a verb, as a noun, you know, Google Maps. I mean, and these things have been written into this piece, and it's so incredible for me, and I hope the audience, you know, maybe to step back and look at all these different influences that we have, and it's made it into these art pieces. She's directly commenting on what are we utilizing in our lives to make us feel self-important and self-aware in some level. But all these things that we're utilizing, all these things we're using, ultimately isolate us.
Yeah.
You know, and we see these – we have projectors and live feed to where you will see the actors being filmed live on stage and being projected to another part of the stage. And – what's funny is these people physically in the space may be 5 feet apart from each other.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see is two people in these isolated, small worlds that through the technology and through these ways of communication that we all – it does help us connect and it does help us grow. But we find ourselves over and over again in these small, isolated spaces, whether it be physical or mental, like we're putting ourselves in such fine, small spaces that are isolating us from others. And she's adopted that so well into this piece. And, you know, I can't remember the last time a play mentioned YouTube, but, you know, so it's definitely fun, a fun look at this.
One of the primary goals for the Theatre for the New South from the beginning, according to Blake Harris, was to challenge Chattanooga theatre audiences not only with the plays they present, but with the unconventional spaces in which they present them. They are well into their third season, and they have yet to present a play in a conventional theatre. Their production of Sheila Callahan's absurdist comedy, Roadkill Confidential, will be staged in the Tannehill Art Gallery. Caleb Moran has acted in several Theatre for the New South productions. He says these unconventional spaces challenge him as an actor as much as they challenge the audience.
When we go to this new space, I don't feel like I'm in a theater at all, so I have to look at everything completely fresh. You know, I've walked in and I have to figure things out from the very beginning, so it causes me to get the motors running, you know, to start thinking. And I think that when an audience member walks into a found space or just a place that Theater of the New South would give a play, even say if it's the same location like that we've done before, say Tannehill Art Gallery, it's still going to be set up differently. You know, it's not going to be like the Ward Theater at UTC where you walk in and you know exactly where your seats are going to be. You know the stage is going to be right in front of you and you're ready to see theater. That's not really how it feels when you walk into a Theater for the New South play. And I think that's what's great. It really gets you out of your comfort zone, forces you to think.
In some ways, it seems to me that the theater is set up so to protect the audience. Yeah. You can distance yourself from the action on the stage and say, well, this is just a play.
Yeah.
But if you take that away, yeah. then you start messing with the whole idea of, as you were saying, well, what this play is addressing.
Yeah.
The way you perform it is also addressing that same thing. What is art? How are you supposed to respond to it? Which,
yeah,
you
know. Exactly. And what's interesting about this piece is we did set it up in a somewhat traditional way where our audience is on one side and then the performance is happening on, you know, at a bit of a distance. But I can assure you it doesn't stay like that for long. You know, so it's absolutely intentional that it may look comfortable. It may look like a very safe, secure place to be and sit back and observe from a distance. But it doesn't stay that way.
Yeah, it's an intimate space, but that doesn't stop us from really going crazy anyway.
The play is Roadkill Confidential by Sheila Callahan. The production by the Theatre for the New South is in the Tannehill Gallery, 3069 Broad Street, on Friday, February 7th and Saturday, February 8th at 7:30, and again on Thursday, February 13th through Sunday, February 16th at 7:30. Details are on the website theatre, theater, for thenewsouth.com. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.